Good morning, everybody in Audio Boo Land. Yes, I am in bed. And yes, I probably should get up now. I know I've had no sleep. No sleep. Not one wink of sleep have I had. And I've tried and tried and tried. And I've got two cups of tea here. One is ordinary PG Pyramids, because I've run out of a Twinings Tassimo. Ah, very nice. The other is peppermint. Ah, very nice. I prefer the other one, really, but... I just wanted to say I finally got my Tesco's order done, and I'm a bit fed up about it because what happened was the other day I kept trying to check out my order, but it wouldn't check it out. It kept saying transaction failed. I rang the bank twice and they said that there was nothing wrong with my card, that it was all fine. So it kept happening. I tried it on the phone and laptop. And so I rang Tesco's, I spent ages with them, they got me to delete my account, not my account, but, you know, delete my card out of my account, put it in manually and all this stuff, use a different browser, use Google Chrome, and none of it worked. And then they said it might be busy, it's a time, it might be a timeout error, that's what the bank told me. And Tesco said, yes, that must be right, it's very busy this time of day. Well, I've done my shopping at all times of the day and night, and never had I ever a problem like that, not persistently. So the man on the Tesco's customer service, he said he'd ring me back at 8:15, try between 7 and 8, so I tried at 5 to 8, still couldn't do it, and he never rang me back. I tried again later that night, and I just gave up. I tried again yesterday, and I gave up. In the end, I decided what I needed to do was ring the bank, because I had a feeling it was the verified by Visa that was causing the problem. Now, why the bank didn't know this when I phoned them the first two times, and why Tesco's... Now, the man at Tesco's kept saying, it's verified by Visa, it keeps bouncing you back to the payment page, which it did. So why didn't he suggest that I ring verified by Visa, that it was a problem with that? Why I persistently think it's just an error with the web page or a timeout or because the website's busy. That's absolute crap. So I was getting a bit desperate, to be honest, because we nearly run out of cat's dried food and stuff like that. I don't know, we could go to the shops and buy some, but it was all on my shopping list. And there was only one slot left for today, which I'm not very happy about, which is between 9 and 10 tonight. So I've had to book that. So I tried again yesterday evening. Of course, it didn't work again. So I decided to ring the bank, told them what happened. They said, okay, we'll put you through to the fraud department. And I spoke to someone at the fraud department, and they said, I hear you're having problems with verified by Visa. And I said, yes. And they said, okay, well, we need to go through some security questions, which they did. And then they said, well, we need to go through this list of transactions and see if it's you that tried to make them. And it all stems back, now this is ridiculous that no one ever told me this, it stems back to the 5th of September, which is, given that's 3 weeks ago, the 5th of September, when I made a payment for £220 to Tesco's. This week it was more than that, because I hadn't done the Tesco's order for 2 weeks, although we had Iceland in between. It was 280 something, because I won't be doing it again for another 2 or 3 weeks. You know, if we need anything in between, we just go to the co-op or whatever. They said, because I'd made a payment for Tesco's that day of £220, they didn't stop that, which seems stupid if they've got a problem with it. But they said, because I don't normally make payments... Oh, much more than £150 to Tesco's. Well, that's absolute rubbish. I can think of loads of times when I've spent £200 and more. A lot. It's not unusual, actually. actually. It's not. Especially, I mean, obviously I don't, it's not every week, when I do it every week, but if I do it, like, with weeks in between, then it is going to be that much when you've got a family of four. Yeah?
Don't stop barking.
No. It's probably Tina's dog, is it?
Maybe, I think it is. I've never letting the dog out. We cats
out. Okay, I think when... I think when she has a visitor, sometimes she shuts her dog in the conservatory and it barks. So that was the problem. So they had to... They didn't bother about any other transactions I've made, I don't think. I'm just trying to think. Did they ask me anything else? No, they didn't ask me about any other card transactions. Except that one. Did I make that on the 5th of September? I said, well, I can't remember. It was too far back. I said, but it's very likely that I did. Because... well, it is. And I'm not being funny, but no, I wouldn't. At that amount of money, if someone else had made it, I would have noticed it had gone missing. So I obviously did make it. And I think I would have told them about it. So, I mean, I know they're only doing it for my own protection, but it just a bit seems a bit stupid that no one actually told me. And the thing that pissed me off was that the bank didn't tell me the first time that they said everything was fine. And then, and that Tesco's continued to say it was a problem at their end or whatever. And didn't say I should ring verified by Visa. And in the end, I just came to my own conclusion because I didn't know what else to do. So it all went back to something that happened 3 weeks ago. And so then they sat there and went through, oh, yes, you tried on the... Did you try? Was it you tried? I'd already told them that I tried loads of times to check out my account. I said it might have even been 20 times. I don't think it was that many. It might have been 10 or 12. It was a lot because I kept trying. And so they went through every one I'd done and said, was it you doing this? And I just told them I'd tried doing it loads of times. And I said, yes, 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 it was me. And every time the amount was going up, because in between times I kept remembering things that I hadn't put on my order, so I kept putting more stuff in the basket. So anyway, he said, we'll take the lock off your card right now and you can use your card right now. So I came, it was as easy as that. I wish I'd just known to do that in the beginning. Just came off the phone, checked my order out, and hey presto, it went through. But now we'll see. The last time I had an order from them, I think that must have been on the 5th of September. Maybe I haven't had one since. I've got a feeling I haven't, have I? No, I won't have done, because the 5th of September, the internet went down on the 9th. Actually, I think it was the 6th of September, they said, not the 5th. Because that was a Saturday. And that was the day that they were meant to come between 6 and 8, and they came at 10:30. So I'm not very happy that I've got to have it so late, because I think a lot of stuff's not available at that time of day. It's that great hulking thing. Uh-oh, I think they've come to pick my refuse. Maybe. No, maybe not. Only they missed it. Sounds like the refuse. Only they miss my refuse, domestic waste, and my bins were overflowing, and there's absolutely no way you can miss it, because I've got yellow bags in there. Some of it's got my dialysis bags, but some of it has got, I'd sometimes just use them for putting ordinary rubbish in, because they're strong. And Obi said you could see it from the end of the road, because they're yellow and they're full, and when you come into our turning, it's only a little cul-de-sac, and we're like opposite the end of it. So there's no way they can say they didn't see it. So I didn't realise till yesterday afternoon, because Opie's been at work and he didn't notice, because it was dark when he got home Thursday and dark when he left Friday morning. So I didn't realise till I went out there yesterday afternoon. So I rang them up, it was quite late, it was gone 4:00. And I reported it, and I said, it's the second time it's happened recently, and I said, I'm getting a bit fed up with it, because when they miss it like that, I've got these bags, and I said, in the 2 weeks, I use 56 of them, and I said, they take up 1.5 wheelie bins. In fact, they probably take up 2, and then I've got nowhere else for my domestic waste, so what am I supposed to do with it when they don't pick it up? And I said, she didn't suggest this. I really think some people only got half a brain sometimes. I asked her if they do medical clinical collection, because when I first started on dialysis last year, they didn't, this council didn't. You were just supposed to put it in the wheelie bin. And this lady said they do. So she gave me the name of somebody, and she put me through to them. But when the bloke answered the phone, I asked for this woman. They said, she's not here anymore. And I thought they meant she'd gone home, because it was Friday afternoon. And she'd left. And I said, oh, well, that's good. Anyway, I said to him, do you do clinical waste collections? I told him what it was. I said, I've got all these bags, they take up all my wheelie bins, and you know, the dustmen aren't taking them all the time, and I don't know whether it's because of that or whether it's just because, you know, whether the bins are full and they just can't be bothered. So he said, yes, they do. And I said, well, how often do you do them? And he said, as often as you need it, if it's just a one-off. And I said, well, it's not a one-off, it's an ongoing thing. He said, they can do it once a week, twice a week. I said, okay, so what do I have to do? Oh, you have to get a letter from your GP. And I thought, oh, here we go. You have to get a letter from your GP or some health professional to say that you need it. So it was too late to ring them on them. It wasn't too late to ring my GP, but I'm not going through them because I never see the same GP. They don't really know me. Okay, they can look it up on my records, but I'm going to ring King's College Hospital on Monday and get them to sort it out, and I'm going to ask them to come twice a week, and that will save me a lot of hassle, I tell you. My wheelie bins will probably be nearly empty. There's not really much, we don't really have a lot of domestic waste, to be honest. There's the cat's litter tray every day, a Niles poo, which isn't much, and you know, we do get stuff in the kitchen bin, I suppose, but compared with the rest of all the recycling, it's not much. I think that is them. Darling? Darling? I think it is them. I don't know where he is. He's probably gone out the back. There they go. They didn't sound like they were near enough to be mine. Doing mine, but I think they must be. Oh, that's good. Oh, he's just come in. Darling! He can't hear me. Oh, he's on the phone, I think. No, he's not. It's the TV I can hear. Okay, well, I'm going to go and drink my tea and decide what to do. Whether I just give up on today's last night's sleep and forget it. Or whether I try and get an hour or two, I don't know. It's tempting just to get up, really. But then I know what will happen. I'll probably fall asleep in the afternoon and then I won't be able to sleep at night. I don't think it actually bears any relation to when I sleep and when I don't sleep. It's nothing to do with that. Unfortunately, I don't know what it's to do with, but it's a pain in the arse.